What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Beach and Company. Stop flipping around the dial. Beach and Company. And let's hit the beach for a while. Beach and Company. The all-around talk of the town. Beach and Company. He'll pick you right up when you're down. Beach and Company. Sandy's on the air. Is loud. News Talk 930 presents to you now, Sandy Beach. Beach and Company.
Well, hello, hello, hello. It is Beach and Company. I'm Sandy Beach. I'm a little on the injured reserve today here on the show because something happened to me last night, and I didn't know if I could carry on the show today, but I am valiantly. Want to know what it is?
Sure.
Tony.
Yes.
Jump in there anytime you want.
I thought you were just going to offer it, throw it out there.
Well, I was going to offer it, but I thought it'd be better if people were yearning to know what it is.
Okay? We are yearning.
All right, are you yearning? Okay. Here I am, sound asleep, like this. Really sleeping. And I got into a dream that I was at the airport. This is true, everything I'm telling here. I was at the airport. And I was sitting next to a couple of guys who were also at the airport who were saying, yeah, not at our airport. I was coming home. They're saying, yeah, looking forward to seeing Buffalo. So I'm thinking, hey, I could be an ambassador to Buffalo. Why don't I give them my card and say, you know, if I can show you around town, buy you a nice dinner, you're going to love Buffalo, here's my card. That's what I planned to do. However, while I was getting my card out of my wallet, I looked over, and they were stealing out of my luggage. The two people I was going to give the card to were stealing from me. I became furious. Not that that's never happened before, but I was so furious, I leaped. Now, this is prove it's a dream. I leaped over the chairs. Now, I would have to take a cab around the chairs, but I leaped over the chairs and started wailing on these two guys. And one punch, obviously because it's a dream, you're not at your best. One punch landed on the chair and creamed my finger. At that point, Bernadette woke me up because I was apparently flailing my arms and yelling and swearing. All of these things all at once. So my little finger must have hit the nightstand. And so I got a boo-boo. I got a little boo-boo. You ever have a dream where you... I had one once where I knocked a lamp over and broke it.
I remember that.
Remember that?
Yes.
A nice glass lamp.
It you were going really through nice. A period that time you were having a lot of crazy dreams that were waking you up, and a lot of them seemed like you were, you know, like you just described, being in an altercation of some sort.
Yeah. I'm in it. I'm fighting. I'm angry. I'm mad. Maybe because I saw that picture of the fighter. There was a fight going on somewhere in the world, and they said this guy has a nasty Mike Tyson-type punch. Ooh. He nearly beheaded the guy he was fighting, And I think he did it within the first 30 seconds of the fight.
Is that the guy who retired after the fight?
Yep, exactly. Okay.
Yeah, man, he looked nasty in that picture, I can tell you that. Well, this just in, Taste of Buffalo is going to have to taste next year because it's been canceled. Taste of Buffalo canceled. All of these big events, the only one we haven't heard from off the top of my head that I know of is Drew Cerza with Wingfest. But Taste of Buffalo has been canceled. Now, here's something that hasn't been canceled. It's going on as scheduled. A birthday. We have a birthday boy today.
Yes, we do.
And his name is Dan Nevrith. Dan Nevrith, the birthday boy. We'd like to wish him a very happy birthday. I got to thinking, I've known him all of these years, side by side. We were working together, playing basketball together. And I'm thinking, he's not much, but he's got nice kids. If you really think about it, without Dan Nevrith, we would not have Dan Nevrith Jr. Without Dan Nevrith, we wouldn't have Darren Nevrith. Without Dan Nevrith, we wouldn't have Dino Nevrith. Without Dan Nevrith, we wouldn't have Dave Nevrith. And without Dan Nevrith, we wouldn't have Jermichael Nevrith. The unknown Nevrith. He doesn't come to any of this, the family events or anything, but it is Dan Nevrith's birthday today. So, guys, are you up for a little tune here?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yes.
All right, let's get on the right pitch. Mm-hmm. That sounds pretty good. See, Buzz, you sound like you're having a colonoscopy. This is a song. We're supposed to be, our good friend Dan Nevrith needs a job, by the way. Okay, ready?
Happy birthday to you.
Pick it up.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Dan Nevrith Harper.
Happy birthday to you. If I dare, we'll be back right after this. You know, we always have these stories about things that are terrible. This is something good. It's from the New York Times out of Albuquerque, New Mexico. Jose Nunez Romans was headed to the bank to deposit some money so that he could buy socks online for his grandfather. He became a hero next because he was standing in line in the designated place at the ATM in Albuquerque. When I first saw it, I kind of stared at it for a few seconds, not knowing what it is, he said. He said, I was very shocked. I was very shocked because it was a plastic bag, and when he opened it, it was full of money. And when we say full of money, we mean full of money. It had $135,000 in it. And it was set, instead of being where you would normally set it to make a deposit, apparently whoever had it had more than one deposit and set this down on the side. And that's where it was. So what he did, he's a young guy. He's, 19 years old, and he wants to be a detective. He wants to go to college and be a detective. First thing he did is he took pictures of it, smart. Then he called the police, and the police came, and they took the money. I might have asked for a receipt, but so they took the money and also took his name and address. He got a special award from the mayor, and the ballpark, minor league ballpark, says you can throw out the first ball. He said he never had any thoughts about keeping it. The family was very humble. It was amazing to watch. This is the cop talking. There's a greater good there. They weren't blown away by Jose's actions, but everybody else was, because most people, I think, would have kept it. I think I can honestly say I would not have kept it. How about you guys? Would you have kept the money or not?
No, it wasn't mine. I wouldn't have kept it.
Yeah. How about you, Buzzy?
Yeah, I believe in karma, and you get the good karma if you do what's right.
Plus, the thought is that there's probably a camera.
Exactly. Somebody's watching you.
I wasn't going to say that.
That kind of guides our good deeds, doesn't it? Huh? With a camera or without a camera. But here's the kicker. That was Wells Fargo. Wells Fargo did not give him a reward.
Oh.
Oh, right. I mean, right.
That's not right.
No, I know it's not right. It's definitely not right. But boy, does that set a bad example. The guy saves you $135,000, which you would have to make up somewhere, and you don't even give him a reward? But the city was very good to him, having a special ceremony and all that. But the bottom line is the people whose money it was didn't give him a reward. If that was my money, I'd have probably given him, I'm thinking, $5,000. What would you have done, Tony?
At least a nice crisp one. I mean, I'm telling you, I would go all out.
Well, I would give him a crisp one, except that's what I put in the homemade card for Nevereth. A nice crisp one, like my grandmother used to do.
Don't spend it all in one place.
You ever notice that your grandmother, not a one, but she used to give you like a five?
I used to get a check for a five.
You got a check from your grandmother?
Yeah, no, from my aunt. She wouldn't even go. She'd give us a check for $5.
Ever since you demanded a fingerprint on your last birthday. No, I remember $5. My grandmother, my aunt, all of my aunts, actually, and my grandmother, it was $5. But that was it. That was maximum. Did not get any more than that. Buzzy, how much would you give him?
Would I give for the reward? It would be a you know, something that would make the person know that their deed was appreciated.
Yeah.
That made them think that, hey, you know what? Maybe next time I shouldn't. You know, especially we're talking about Wells Fargo, who hasn't had the best PR the last few years.
You know what I love? Guys who drive. Pardon me, I gotta move my chair a little bit. Guys that drive armored cars invariably leave them unlocked when they're going in to have coffee, and money falls out of the back of them.
How the hell does that happen?
Yeah, I mean, really. Yeah, I don't know about you, but if I was carrying a bag with $135,000 in it, I would be very, very careful, or I wouldn't be able to get that car I've been wanting. Imagine walking in the bank with $135,000 in cash. And saying, yes, thank you, deposit it. They don't ask for an ID, I guarantee you that.
I'd like to walk into a dealership with that much money.
That'd be very, very cool. Have it pasted all over your body. and say, how much you want for this car? An arm and a leg?
Here, I'll start stripping.
Exactly. So how about the weekend? I heard you say, Buzzy, that you actually got stuck in the snow.
We were walking Tucker, that's the dog, to the mailbox. We were going to get our mail on Friday. And, you know, right after we turned the corner leaving our apartment, it is just whiteout conditions. You would have thought it was, you know, the beginning of January, not May 8th at the time. And by the time we got back to the apartment, Tucker had a nice coating of snow on him.
So you actually have a dog named Tucker?
Yes. Well, it's okay. Katie's dog named Tucker.
Okay, Katie has a dog named Tucker. Is she well-bred?
Tucker?
Yeah.
Tucker's a beautiful bred dog, yes.
Okay, so you know who her mother is?
I guess, yes.
Okay, that's good. I just wanted to check. It is Beach and Company.
I missed the joke.
Of course you did. I'm sorry. I can't do these jokes and make them too obvious. I have to have a little surprise in them. Oh, man. All right. I'm all right now. I'm good now.
Are you sure?
I think so. This is Father Tucker over here.
Oh, man. I hope you had a good weekend.
I did. I did, especially since...
Did you get out of the house at all?
No, I did not. I did not get out of the house. I've only been out of the house twice in 8 weeks. And both times I was in the car the whole time. Didn't even get out of the car. So I'm hopefully, I'm as far away from it as I can get. Did you guys go out for anything?
We do. We go out every weekend. We go for a ride. Saturday, I got to participate in a drive-by birthday. One of the kids that I coach, it was his birthday. Last year, he missed his birthday because he was in the hospital this year with COVID. So his mom arranged for us to do a drive-by. And that was neat, beeping our horns and signs and things like that. And then me, Jeannie, and the family took a ride. We went to this place called Bond Lake in Lewiston, Lower Mountain Road.
I'm not familiar with it.
I wasn't either. It was just something to do. I mean, it's, you know, nothing spectacular, but it was an interesting ride, part of Lewiston I had not been to before. Then stopped, pick up some dinner on our way home, and it was a nice day.
Good, good. And now you guys are both college football fans.
Yes.
The head of the NCAA says that if there are no students on campus, there are no athletes on campus. And without athletes on campus, there is no football. So what do you think? Is that just a shot over the bow that he does not think that there will be a college football season this year? What do you think?
Yeah, and many of the university presidents have told Vice President Pence that they're not going to play in stadiums without crowds. No empty stadiums for them. So it's not looking good for college football. But then as Joe and I were talking last week, that there's mixed messages going out of some that are saying, well, yeah, we think that we could do it if we have a delayed start. We could have maybe the SEC start playing first. So I don't know who to believe.
Well, just think, if they had the social distance thing going on with the Bills game, you're sitting in this seat. To the left of you, it's got to be 6 feet away. That's at least two seats. So that's two seats to the left, two seats to the right, two seats in front, and two seats in back. That's eight seats for one paying customer. You think that's good business? I mean, think of it like that. If you did the math, you'd find out that that's not many people. So I don't know. I don't know if they'll do that or not. All right, when we come back, no more jokes about his dog. We will get on to the business at hand, which has to do with the coronavirus. We're back after this.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
All righty, it is Beach and Company, and I'm Sandy Beach. We got a lot to talk about today, I'm telling you. We are overloaded. Our plate is full. And we want to talk to you about some of these things. Now, my first question is more like a declarative statement. The workplace, when all this is over, is going to look maybe significantly different. As I've been reading a lot of things on how they project the workplace is going to look, not just on how far you are from your brother or sister employee, but basically as companies find out that, you know, I'm getting good productivity out of employees who are working at their home, away from the office or away from the plant. And it's probably, you know, I figured it out. I've had my financial gurus work on this. It's probably cheaper for us. Plus, in big cities, think about it like this. In Buffalo, we're lucky. We're a decent-sized city, but it doesn't take too long. Alan Harris very seldom says, you know, it's bumper to bumper forever. He occasionally, but not often. But if you lived in L.A. or if you lived in Houston, it's incredibly bad traffic. So you might spend 2 hours going to work. When I worked in San Francisco, I took my car to the BART station, take the BART into San Francisco, and then either get on a cable car or a bus, depending on what was there first. I commuted an hour and a half each way each day. So that's 3 hours, okay? Well, if you've seen the L.A. traffic or if you've ever driven in it, it's even worse than that. It might be 2 hours each way for you to go to work and come back. That's productivity lost. In other words, all you're doing is burning gasoline. It's time out of your life that you have to spend being 2 feet from the car in front of you, and the car in back of you is 2 feet from you. So that is time not well spent. And if they figure out that you're better off working for them at your house, that's where you're going to be. And I'm thinking, Tony and Buzzy, I'd like your opinion. I'm thinking, I don't know what Entercom is thinking. I think the only people who know what Entercom's thinking are people at Entercom, okay, at headquarters. But I'm thinking that they're not going to rush us back into the studio. First of all, they're pretty conservative, so then they don't want to be the first one back in. And as long as the audio quality is there, you do lose something. We don't have quite the same connection, the three of us, as we have in the studio that we have at home, because we can't see each other, okay? But do you guys think that there's any chance that they'll keep us out here a long time or not?
Oh, it's definitely going to be longer than we had hoped for, let's put it that way.
Okay, how about you, Buzzy?
Yeah, I mean, we're already longer than I had hoped for. But yeah, I think you're going to see most people back to work everywhere else before you start seeing the process here. And it will be a slow phase process here because we work in such a close proximity of everybody. You know, I mean, we walk out of the studio, we're in the sales pit.
Yeah, and think about it like this. If they send us home like we are now, and the salespeople, if they send the salespeople to their homes, they may not need brick and mortar building. If so, it could be a lot smaller. They could save a lot of money there. I think those calculations are probably already at corporate headquarters. We are a giant company, we are part of CBS. CBS is part of us. So we're human, and we are radio.com, okay? So the bottom line, if they figure out it's cheaper to do that, that's what they'll do. I'm convinced of it. So as far as I'm concerned, I originally said I didn't want to come out here. I didn't have much of a choice. They said, well, that's where the microphone's going to be, so it's a good idea if you were there. So they set me up, and I don't mind this at all, but I still prefer being in the studio with you guys because simply I think it's a better show. It's more work for the engineers, certainly, setting this stuff up, but it's worked pretty well. It's not ideal, but it's good. I think it's good. And it's the same on television. Are you guys getting the same reaction that I am? Maybe it's because we're broadcasters. It's the overlap on the delay on television, where they ask a question, and before they can finish, the first person asks another question, and then they both it's like a four-way stop sign. You guys feel that and see it when you're watching TV?
Yeah, that's very annoying, and I'm starting to get into that on Saturdays. We do a Zoom show, and there's a little bit of a delay in there. It's extremely annoying, both as the broadcast from the broadcaster's perspective and from the viewer/listener.
Yeah, almost all the broadcasts have that. Have you noticed it, Buzzy?
Yeah, I'm telling you, I said this like a few weeks ago, but I am really getting sick of seeing people's living rooms. It was cool for the first month. And Sandy, we've noticed it here. You know, as you said, when we're all in studio together, we can look at you and you kind of orchestrate who talks when, and you give us cues. Without that, we've noticed it. We talk over each other, or we start asking something while one person's finishing it. I mean, like you said, it's not ideal. It works, but you can definitely tell the difference between a studio show on TV or radio and a non-studio remote show.
Yeah, and I think we're all in agreement with that. So I'm asking this question. Because the workplace is different now and probably will stay different for some of you, some of us maybe, do you prefer to work at home? In other words, you may be working at home. You always dreamed of working at home. The old joke about being in your pajamas, you know, gee, I can do my show in my pajamas. What it's doing in my pajamas, I'll never know. Thank you, Groucho Marx. Okay? I'm not in my pajamas, but I'm in sweats, and you know how I like to dress up for the studio with a tie and a crisp white shirt.
Oh, yeah.
All right, so I don't prefer to work here. I can work here, and I am working here, and it's not bad at all. It's better than I thought it was going to be. But I'd like to know from you, do you prefer to work at home? One of the things they said is that with some people who have kids or a kid, the kid would have to be manageable. Instead of having to pay for extra schooling or pay for a babysitter while you come into work, could be in the same building as long as you had access to your work and your work didn't suffer, it might be beneficial because you could save some money by not having to hire somebody to watch your kid when you're in the house doing your work. You can keep an eye on the kid at the same time. It's not an ideal situation, but it could work. So do you prefer to work at home or not? Now, fans in the stands, Mark Poloncarz, what a little bundle of joy he is, isn't he? What was it, yesterday, I think, when he said, for those of you thinking the stands are going to be filled with cheering, forget it, Charlie. There's no chance that's going to happen. As a matter of fact, we don't want it to happen. What if you're driving there and a coconut falls on your head simply because you had to be the first one in your neighborhood to watch the game? It's only a game. Don't you understand that? My God.
Yeah.
Poloncarz could use a little sweetening, don't you think?
Yeah. What was that from Stripes? Lighten up, Francis.
He must have wowed him at the Nuremberg trials. I mean, my God. But anyway, I want to ask if you think fans will be allowed, that's the first part of this question, in the stadium. If they are allowed, will you go? And I think that's one of our test questions today. And when will you go? In other words, let me answer it. I don't think fans will be allowed because it's too much work and effort for nothing if you have to have the distance between the fans. And think about it like that. You can't even have a color guard or a halftime show. With the people close, those bands are always close together and stuff like that. I don't think they'll be allowed. And I haven't gone to a game in a while because it's not what I like anymore. But will you go? And when would you go? I think I'd wait at least a full season before I would go if I wanted to go. Okay? Let's see. Tony, answer it first. Will fans be allowed? Would you go? And when would you go?
I think fans are going to be allowed, but it's going to be, like we've talked about before, not as many, you know, proper spacing. For me, I would not go. I have no interest. I'm not a type of person that wants to be in big crowds anyway, so no.
If you needed eight seats, two to the right, two to the left, two to the front, two to the back, that's eight seats for one paying customer. You can't do that.
No.
Plus, you want to go and you want to take the two kids and Jeannie. Well, scrub Jeannie, but you want to take the two kids. you want to take the two children. You can't sit them that far away from you.
That's right. I didn't even think about that aspect of it.
Yeah, can you imagine one kid 6 feet over there, another kid 6 feet over there, 12 feet apart? And, you know, people love the high fives and all that kind of stuff.
Oh, yeah.
No, you wouldn't be able to do any of that. Yeah. You'd have to jump on separate tables that were at least 6 feet apart. in order to make a fool of yourself.
Yes, exactly.
There's a lot of things you couldn't do in a traditional game. Even the line for the beer. Even the line for the restroom.
The restroom's usually packed.
Yeah, one can only imagine how they would measure off how far you are supposed to be from the guy in front of you. I don't think that little footprint is gonna cut it, because if you gotta go, you gotta go. So there's a lot of things that I don't think would happen. How about you, Buzzy? Do you think they'll be allowed? And if so, would you go? And if you would go, when would you go? Would you go at the middle of the season, the beginning of the season, end of the season? What?
You know, I see how they're spreading fans out now in Taiwan baseball. They're getting a few in the stadium. I mean, we see things starting to reopen overseas. I mean, 3 months from now, maybe there will be. I do think there will be fans at the stadium. Sandy, you know me. I'll put my mask on. I'll put my gloves on. I'll put whatever I have to. I'll be there if I'm one of the lucky ones to be in the minimum capacity that's allowed. But, you know, in May, is that statement really necessary? You know, we're all stuck at home. We've got nothing to do. Could you at least give us hope? Give us something to look forward to?
Hope to Mark Poloncarz is that on your way to the stadium, you don't get hit with a coconut on your head. I mean, that's about it. He's not one to offer a lot of hope. Let's put it that way. All right, one word answer, then I'll go to the break. The COVID vaccine, if it shows up, would you get it? Yes or no?
Yes.
Yes to Tony.
Yes.
How about yes and yes to me, all three of us. We're yes men, the three of us. We'll take a break and return on News Radio 930 WBEN. We're talking about several things here. Do you prefer to work at home? If you are working at home and you finally got, you thought about, gee, it'd be really good if I could work from home. I could save some commute time. I could save the cost of gasoline. Depending on where you worked, you could save the cost of finding a parking space and paying for one. I mean, there are some advantages, certainly, to working at home. There's a restroom nearby, only steps away. You can snack while you're working. There's a lot of advantages as long as you can do the job. So I'm asking if you prefer it. I kind of prefer the studio setup. But this is fine. I mean, as long as the audio is good, this works. It works, and it works well. So I prefer to be in the studio, but I can certainly stay here, and I'd like to know how you feel about it. Fans in the stands, they were talking about that today with Kathy Hochul, too, and want to know if people you think will be allowed to go to the games, or will they be without anybody? I think they could put crowd noise in, and it'd probably be better than you thought. Would you go, and when would you go? And if they came up with a virus, a vaccine, would you take it? We'll be back with more after this.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.